Mexico's CNBV sued over inability to publish open finance rules. Mexico's National Banking and Securities Commission has been sued over its inability to publish a series of pending open finance dispositions. SRM makes key moments available for customers. Independent advisory firm SRM has announced the availability of its Key Moments platform to improve rewards and loyalty experiences for its clients. Clair secures US$175 MLN to offer on-demand pay solution by Pathward. US-based fintech Clair has raised US$175 million in funding to launch an on-demand pay solution as a consumer lending program backed by Pathward Bank. Solar Analytics launches integrated consumption monitoring system. Australia-based independent third-party solar and energy monitoring provider Solar Analytics has launched the integrated Plus monitoring system. Monthio taps enable banking to expand its presence into Spain. Denmark-based credit decisioning solution Monthio has partnered with open banking connectivity provider Enable Banking to facilitate loan approval procedures in Spain. BKN 301 expands into Egypt. San Marino-based Boss Fintech BKN 301 has announced its expansion in Egypt in order to offer its services for the growth of the fintech sector in the region. ProxG launches a soundbox for UPI and CBDC payment notifications. India-based IoT technology startup ProxG has forayed into the fintech space by launching the AudioCube product line. UnionPay signs MOU with the National Bank of Cambodia. UnionPay International, UPI, and the National Bank of Cambodia have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to promote QR code interoperability for cross-border mobile payments. KakaoPay Securities adds KakaoTalk stock service. South Korea-based investment platform KakaoPay Securities has integrated KakaoTalk to offer a new investment experience to users. Nexi partners with Shopware. Nexi has partnered with Shopware in order to improve payment capabilities for B2B merchants and specific verticals in European e-commerce markets. Network International partners with SRVMe. Dubai-based digital commerce solution provider Network International has partnered with reservation and guest CRM platform SRVMe. SumSub joins the Payments Association. Security and transaction monitoring solutions provider SumSub has announced its membership to the Payments Association, a community in payments. Checkout.com launches identity verification. Global payment solution provider Checkout.com has launched identity verification to improve customer onboarding and to prevent fraudulent activities. Payoneer to cut 9% of staff. Cross-border payments firm Payoneer is to lay off 9% of its 2,000-strong workforce by the end of the third quarter. DBS divests majority stake in AXS to Tower Capital Asia. DBS Bank Limited, DBS, today announced that it has entered into an agreement to sell a 77.8% stake in AXS Private Limited, AXS, to private equity firm Tower Capital Asia. CaixaBank introduces bill-splitting feature for online debit payments. CaixaBank is launching a new feature in its online banking to enable shared bill payments using BizM. Flutterwave moves into tuition finance. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, has launched Tuition, a new payment product, to allow African users to conveniently pay various fees to educational institutions within Africa and overseas using their local currencies. FCA continues crackdown on crypto ATMs in the UK. Since the start of 2023, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has visited and inspected 34 locations across the UK suspected of hosting crypto ATMs. Grow Finance taps Pismo to issue new MasterCard credit card for small businesses in Australia. According to the Australian Banking Association, of the 2.6 million businesses in Australia, the majority, 98%, are small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Jim UEMOA joins Nexo Standards to simplify cross-border payments across West Africa. International, non-profit organization Nexo Standards, established to create a unified global card payments acceptance ecosystem, has welcomed Jim UEMOA into the association to implement ISO 20022 specifications that help reduce time to market of West African payment solutions and improve the customer experience. Checkout.com debuts identity verification. Checkout.com, the global payment solution provider, today launches identity verification, its first product focused on improving the customer onboarding and identity verification process and expanding Checkout.com's impact on customers' digital experience. Afaq Islamic Finance selects Network International as payments provider. Afaq Islamic Finance, a leading provider of Sharia-compliant financial products and services, selects Network International, the leading enabler of digital commerce in the Middle East and Africa, MEA, to accelerate its digital transformation journey. Bitstamp and Chi Digital to help banks integrate cryptocurrency payments. Companies, banks and payment providers can accept cryptocurrency stored on world's longest-running crypto exchange Bitstamp as regular payment following a new partnership, announced today, between Bitstamp and London-based crypto commerce company Chi Digital. GoCardless appoints Frank Cohen as first chair. GoCardless, the bank payment company, has appointed Frank Cohen as the chair of its board of directors to accelerate its path to profitability. Lloyds and Finastra, the shifting payments market and the power of collaboration. In the second episode of this four-part Finextra TV series, Stephen Everett, MD Cash Management and Payments, Lloyds and Roy Marsh, Global Payments Director at Finastra, discuss the significant changes happening in payment solutions as a result of open banking, embedded finance, shifting digital solutions and regulatory changes. We hear how ISO has been a major diversion for all banks in recent years, what will be the impact going forward, and the role of partner collaboration in enabling banks to maintain their competitive edge within these rapidly changing payments landscape. UK government to set up digital security sandbox. The UK government has opened consultations on the introduction of a digital securities sandbox, DSS, to test innovative new market infrastructures for digital assets. UK turns to pension funds to unlock £50 billion for high-growth firms. The UK government has laid out proposals designed to unlock tens of billions of pounds from pension funds to invest in startups and high-growth companies. Finborn appoints former BNP Paribas Securities Services head to lead product marketing. Finborne Technology announces the appointment of Neil Ryan in the role of head of product marketing and solution positioning. Propellant Digital secures capital injection. Propellant Digital, Propellant, the analytics fintech which captures and analyzes global trading activity to drive business decisions, has secured a strategic investment led by Volta Ventures, the seed and early stage venture capital firm focused on software startups. 40TC collaborates with Quad Financial for digital assets trading. 40TC, the fintech provider of connectivity services for digital assets and FX, today announced a strategic partnership with Quad Financial, the provider of multi-asset advanced trading solutions. Optio extends Series A financing round to 45 million Norwegian kroner. Optio, the leading provider of B2B SaaS equity compensation solutions today, announced the extension of its Series A round with CCAP, a technology financial investor out of Germany. Grow Finance taps Pismo to issue MasterCard credit cards for Australian SMEs. Australia-based lender Grow Finance has chosen issuer processing and core banking platform Pismo to support its card issuing operation. Emirates NBD launches upgraded WhatsApp banking service. UAE-based banking group Emirates NBD has announced the launch of its upgraded WhatsApp banking service to offer more accessibility and security to customers. eBay extends vault offering for collectors. Global commerce company eBay has announced an expansion of its eBay vault offering for collectors with the addition of a trading card submission service. Afaq Islamic Finance partners with Network International. Sharia-compliant financial products provider Afaq Islamic Finance has partnered with Network International to accelerate its digital development process. Coinsquare, WonderFi, and CoinSmart merge successfully. Canada-based Mogo has announced that Coinsquare, WonderFi, and CoinSmart have completed their business combination transaction. Allied Payment Network names James Dixon as CISO. Allied Payment Network, Inc. Allied, the industry leader in real-time, open network payment solutions to banks and credit unions, announced today the addition of James Dixon as its Chief Information Security Officer, CISO. Mesh Payments introduces Procure Pay. Today, Mesh Payments, one of the fastest-growing global spend management platforms, announced the launch of a new enterprise-grade payment solution that closes the loop between procurement, payment and reconciliation processes to deliver an automated payments experience. BIS reports on lessons learned from CBDC experiments. The world's central banks are stepping up efforts to prepare the ground for central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, either as digital cash, retail, or tokenized reserves, wholesale. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.